Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb with WCQS. It is now Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, it's the end of the growing season, and some trees are already showing fall color, while others have that end of the summer wear and tear kind of look. Is this a good time to evaluate trees for overall health and maybe even risk?
Well, it's an excellent question, and one I have to answer with both a yes and a no. Yes, because if the leaves are still on the tree, you can make some assessment. For instance, do the leaves have good color, or are there signs or symptoms of insects and disease? And if it's possible to think back and how the trees might have looked in the late spring and early summer when it first leafed out, did the leaves come out and grow well throughout the canopy? And if they did, this is a good sign of health. But if they didn't, and there were and still are a number of dead branches, then that could be a concern.
Why would this not be a good time to evaluate tree health?
Well, by now it might be hard to remember not only how the tree looked early in the season and if it had a full canopy of leaves or not, but there might be a number of symptoms from insects and disease that are present on in the tree now that may not be life-threatening, but it can just affect our view of things. So it's important to keep perspective. We got to remember that the heat and lack of rain plays a big role in the late summer wear and tear look, as you said. And leaf scorch, for instance, like where the margins or edges of the leaves turn brown and maybe even crispy with the interior part being green. You see that a lot in the many plants throughout the garden right now.
Okay, so then how is the best way to know what might be normal or not?
So first, it's helpful to sort some things out. For instance, early fall color. Sourwood, dogwood, maples, for instance, show early fall color. And that starts with a few leaves and then kind of moves generally overall to a change. Now, this is typical for most part, but not necessarily a long-term concern, okay? So next, you can sort out the trees that have been or typically get hammered by insects and disease. And locusts, tulip trees, and ornamental cherries come to mind pretty quickly. These guys have an abundance of yellow or browning leaves and may even have dropped all their leaves already or are definitely dropping them early. And again, these trees can withstand this year to year. So late in the season, leaf drop isn't necessarily a long-term concern.
What trees then are hard to evaluate this time of year?
I think I would put oaks in this category. Now, white oaks tend to fare pretty well. You might find some disease and a little insect damage, but nothing compared to red oaks. Red oaks really take the brunt of things, and right now it's pretty impossible, it's very possible, I mean, to see a number of leaves that have fallen on the ground that are brown or dull green. Now, those remaining left on the tree can be anywhere in the range, but they have brown blotches or edges. You might even see a number of branches that are bare or have no leaves left. These are the trees that can be challenging to evaluate this time of year, especially if it's hard to trace recent history.
Seems like there are so many factors that can lead to the symptoms you've been talking about. You know, heat, drought, insects, disease.
I know, definitely. And this does not take into account things like construction damage, root compaction, lightning strikes, and even old age. I mean, some of this can take place at some point and cause initial damage. And then later, as other stressors come into the picture, like drought, for instance, these secondary factors come into play, mainly insects and disease. So when insects and disease enter into the picture, on especially an older, well-established tree, it's not them that's causing the damage, but something that may have happened a long time ago or has been taking place over a long period of time, just like general aging.
Well, it sounds like a complex issue and something that should be investigated well by an arborist or someone who has experience with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, I'd like to talk about this more in evaluating tree risks the next time we're together. How does that sound?
That sounds good. All right. Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.